Welcome to episode 3 of the Getting Started with Service Bus series here on the Subscribe blog. You'll notice a few changes from the previous episodes. The first change is I'm not wearing glasses, so I look smarter. And I'm also having a microphone right in the middle of the picture. I'm starting to figure out why people have that, because the sound is just better than the wireless microphone I've been using before. I'm going to have that now kind of on the table here when I speak. So today I will be talking about the Service Bus Explorer. The Service Bus Explorer is a wonderful tool that has been built by the customer advisory team for Windows Azure. There specifically by Paolo Salvatori, who helps customers, typically our largest accounts, with getting their Windows Azure applications running. And so the customer advisory team is putting together best practices, we have a number of colleagues there who help us tremendously, not only with getting customers happy, but also making the product better. And so Paolo has been putting together the Service Bus Explorer tool for a while now, and that is something I'm going to show you. And the Service Bus Explorer has a number of features that we don't have in the portal experience or in the Visual Studio tooling or anywhere else yet. For instance, you can take an entire namespace and export it and then re-import it somewhere else. It allows you to do some on the fly without code testing of sending messages, receiving messages. It actually has a little graph how you can go and test for throughput. So it's a very cool tool. So I will show you that in the next few minutes. So here's Paolo's Service Bus Explorer. I found this on code.msdn.com site, which actually is inlined into the Windows Azure portal. And it's one of the samples that we have for Service Bus. You can find all the Service Bus sample on this site, code.msdn.microsoft.com, and Service Bus Explorer is very easy to find. Paolo is making this tool, and he's a member of the customer advisory team, as I told you. And you can get the code for this project and then compile it into a tool. It's made available by the Apache license, which means you can own all the code that's in there, which means this also doubles as a sample in the library. So once you expand this, it's going to look like this. You're going to have the description, you're going to have a license here, and then you're going to have that project. And the project is a Windows Forms project, so you can go load this into Visual Studio. I have Visual Studio 2012 here, Visual Studio 2010 will also work. And you can go and start that tool. So I just started it with Controller 5. I'm going to make this a little smaller. Now you can go and connect to a namespace. This tool will work for both server and service. In fact, we're actually shipping this as part of the download, or making this available as part of the download for Service Bus 1.0 for Windows Server. So you see the Service Bus Explorer here, because if you install Service Bus 1.0, you will find that there's no portal option included with that version just yet. So we're making Paolo's tool, Service Bus Explorer, available as a graphical alternative to the PowerShell tooling we have available for Service Bus 1.0. So back to the tool, we're going to go and use the Visual Studio built-in tooling to actually grab some data. So we're going to grab the management endpoint, which is the same for the service, the same between runtime and management. Runtime is how you send and receive messages, management how you create and delete things. They might diverge on the server itself. So we're going to grab the management endpoint. We're going to put this here. And then I'm also going to grab the issuer key. And I'm going to grab the, I'm going to tell it that it's the owner. And now the Service Bus Explorer does what you can do with your own applications, and also what the Visual Studio tooling does, and goes against the Atom feeds that are exposed by Service Bus and grabs all the metadata for the entities that we have here. It has three sections, one for relay, one for topics, one for queues. So that's the same as the portal does it, and also the same as the Visual Studio tooling does it. One suggestion that I have given Paolo is to also give a way to show the namespace completely folded up and then indifferent of the concrete types of entities, to overlay them all, because it is a single namespace. So I'm hoping that we're going to get that eventually. And so I have here a system, a mock system. Here's my Germany node, Fiesen, that's the town where I'm in, and then I have an ERP node, and I have a CRM node, so effectively separate systems hanging off that. And so I have the inbound calls that are coming in, priority 0, 1, 2, missing the 3 here, and then I can go and take a look at the rules. And then here's a priority. If the incoming message has a property that's called priority and it is 4, then messages come this way. Outcalls, same thing here. I have per agent subscriptions. Each agent has a subscription, and outbound calls that are supposed to be made by the agents are landing in their respective queue, or sorry, in their respective subscription. So we have a fairly complex namespace set up. You can do all this also in the Visual Studio tooling, and you can do all this also in the tooling for the service bus in the portal for the service bus service. So far, it's mostly the same thing. Now comes one thing that Paolo has in his tool that we don't have in the official tooling, and then is export. So you can take a namespace and you go and take all the entities that you have, all the metadata for them, you can go and export them. So I'm going to do that here. And now we have all that data sitting in this directory. And I can go and drop this into, I have another instance of Visual Studio running here. And let's go and mark this and fold this up. And you'll find that all the subscriptions are here. And all the queues and all the topics are all in this document. And now I can go and take that document and apply that document using the import function to another namespace, which means I can now go and make structures portable. I can go and set up a static structure for an application, and I can go and take this tool and apply it. Also, since Paolo is shipping the code with it, you can actually take that code and just turn it into a part of your deployment scenario, your deployment scripting, to go and create more complex structures on top of Service Bus and make those portable. So for that, Service Bus Explorer is a wonderful tool. Another thing that it gives you is it gives you some ways to go and test queues. So here is a queue. You have a sender, and you can define the entity, the properties that you want to go and set. So you can go and set this. And so you can go and say, so we're going to send 100 messages. And we're going to do this on a single task. I'm going from my house to the data center. So that's probably not going to be particularly fast. And then we're going to have a receiver, also one task. We're going to have that sitting on the subscription with a filter. And we're going to have that using the receive and delete mode for change. And we're going to go and enable the statistics and enable a graph. I'm going to show you in a moment what that means. So it actually keeps track of things. So send, receive, and then we're going to go and start things, send 100 messages. And now the tool will go and pump 100 messages from my house to the data center. And this is setting in the EU data center, and pump this back. It's getting 9 messages a second. That's you see that how that graph is actually spiking up. I don't want to spend more time on this, but it will actually go a little bit further. And if we were to set more concurrency on this, you would actually get quite a bit more. So this goes from my house to the data center here. So you can go and effectively test out perf. You can go and see how far that goes, at least from the place where you're sitting, sending, receiving, obviously also sending, receiving at the same time. What I just did is something that will cause upstream downstream bandwidth, etc. So, but you also, Paolo actually spits out the statistics for the individual operations down here. So it's a wonderful way to go and to check things out without writing any code. You have that all built in. You can send messages to it using a sender. You have a receiver, a receive mode that you can have a receiver. You can peek all the messages, which means you can go and pull everything that's out in what's in that queue. And there's currently nothing in the queue, so this is what it shows here. So it's a way to literally explore, hence the name, Service Bus, and what you can do with it. And certainly something that's worth pointing out also this early in this series about getting started. And so that's a tool you should go and get. So again, Service Bus Explorer sits on code.msdn.microsoft.com. You will also be able to find that through, let's go to the Windows Azure portal and to the search function. If we go and say Service Bus Explorer on the portal, you will certainly find that tool. Well, you probably don't. So in fact, go to code.msdn.microsoft.com. And find the Service Bus Explorer right here. And that's where it is. Welcome back in the studio. That was the Service Bus Explorer tool. I hope that was interesting. And that was it for today. And now I think I'm through most of the tooling experiences that we have beyond setting up Service Bus for Windows Server, which is going to come last. So I think in the next Getting Started episodes, we're finally going to get to writing some code.